wa tikau mā whetū I ra tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
Ko pāna rā tēne e mihi atu nei mai tō tātou wharepāho i te hiku o teika. Ko mau mai tēne o ngā tamahine ki nungai te wai a tēne a Trudy Brown. Ka here maua ki nunga o te huarahi update I ngā pātaka kai. Anei rā o te hiku o te ika, no reira ka pōwhiria mai te tamahine nei kiuta. Kia ora Trudy.
Apologies for just coughing in the middle of your mahi mahi this tēnā koutou. Katoa I whakarongo mai ana. Oh, I wanted to tell you a story first off about our pātaka kai. The other day when we were in the office and we saw someone by the pātaka kai, just sort of standing next to the pātaka. And when we sort of went out there to see what he was doing, he told us that he was just praying for our pātaka and thanking it for supporting the community. And he just stood there for 10 minutes just praying on his own. But I just thought that was such a lovely story. And that the pātaka kai is helping people, you know, lots of our whānau in our community. And that was just his way of giving back to the community by saying a karakia for our pātaka kai and just blessing it with abundance. That's what he was telling us. So I just want to thank that person for coming by and for blessing our pātaka. So it's been a pretty busy week at the pātaka. We've had a lovely couple come and drop off about 4 trays of eggs, just free-range eggs that they picked up off their farm. So there were some chicken eggs and some duck eggs, and they left them in the pātaka. And about 10 minutes later, you know, there was a whānau that pulled up and mum came out and got a dozen eggs because she wanted to do some baking for the kids for school. So that's kind of how the pātaka works. You know, people are coming and dropping food up off all the time, and then whānau are coming past and picking it up just as quickly. So it doesn't last on the pātaka that long, which is why we sort of tell whānau it kind of always looks empty, but it's really just things are getting put on there and then things are getting taken off straight away. So if you're going past and you've got some kai that you want to give to the pātaka kai for other whānau in the community, then by all means, come down to 60 North Road and drop your kai off and pick some kai up if you need to. Kia ora.
Ai, kia ora, Trudy. Absolutely. That's a lovely story to share. E pāna ki te whakamoimiti, you know, ka hore me ana ki roto ke o te wharekarakia ki te whakamoimiti. Engari ka hoki koe ki roto tau anu wharekarakia I homainga e te atua, anei rā ki tō tinana ki a kōrero tahi ki aia. No reira, that is a fantastic story to actually start our kōrero off with. And Trudy, barring from that, there's a kaupapa that's coming up here on the 25th and 26th. Dover Samuels and them coming up to share a kōrero that they've had. Cause what happened is he went through and did a tono through to Parliament. It was called Te Taronanga o Te Reo, the time where our forebearers were whipped for their language when they went into their native school. They were whipped for their language because the teacher at the gate said, "This is Crown land. You leave your reo and tikanga outside." And he was one of the ones that got whipped for his reo. And you reckon they were whipped with a supple jack, and every time they got whipped, it would actually draw blood. You know, so they're actually going to come up. He's sent a tono to the Prime Minister, the Māori MPs there, and also the Crown, is that they need to undo the wrong they have done, plus compensation. So Dover and them actually going to come up and share that kōrero. You know, the sharing doesn't have to necessarily mean a material thing like what the pātaka kai does. Sharing is to do with anything that would support the health and well-being of the mind, body and soul, or te tangata nā reira. That's going to be a nice wānanga to go to when it actually comes up this way. Barring from that, Trudy, is there anything else you'd like to share?
Oh, no, Pa. I think that what you've just talked about is an awesome kaupapa, and, you know, it's about time something like that come up here, and it's about time the government acknowledged, or the government of the day acknowledged, just how badly Māori, our tūpuna, were treated in terms of te reo. You know, there have been a few little changes. You know, I see there's a bit more te reo Māori on TV, and it's a bit more accepted in the communities. but it still needs a whole lot more energy and pūtea and resources from the government to make sure that it's around for another, you know, 1,000 years. So I want to be at that hui that you've talked about. That would be an awesome hui to be at. And just finally, just want to thank all those whānau that have been supporting our OTC and our pātaka kai and the other community groups in town that also have pātaka. Just thank everyone for their donations and their koha and their aroha. And just know that your kai is supporting a whole lot of whānau that need it in our community.
Ai, kia ora. Kia ora, Trudy. Tautoko nā irungai te kōrero mengara. It's not a handout, it's a hand up. Nā rungai tērā e mihi anā nāno kia koe te tamahine mō e nei kōrero e pāpāna ki te ahua o te noho o a tātou pātaka kai me te noho o te wairua o ngā tāngata o te hiku o teikanei. Nā reira, kia paira a tōra Māori ora.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Iwa te kaumā whetu ira tahi te iarere.